You stood there in complete shock and confusion. But how? You asked yourself. You stepped aside and shut the door behind you. You walk around, cautiously, looking at the various artifacts inside the space. These are definitely my things. They have to be. You saw a phone face down on the ground. You kneel and pick it up. The screen was shattered. That's still functional. It was password protected, but you knew the password because... This is my phone, you stated. You input the password and it opens up to a picture of Melina. Melina Evermore. You swiped right. There was another picture of her. You scrolled through the phone and found various pictures of you and her. Either with you two separate or together. We look so happy together, but why am I seeing this? Unless we have met before. You pondered. You put the phone down and continued to look around. Eventually, you spot a cup on the kitchen counter. You don't know why, but you felt compelled to make some tea. A few minutes later, you finished brewing the tea. You blew into it and took a sip. Ugh, this is terrible, you shouted in disgust. The tea tasted extremely bitter. It seems like it was something missing. But what? Yeah, to be honest, you were never good at making tea. You turn around to the other you, sitting on the edge of a table. I got to give you credit. I didn't think you'd make it this far. Geez, so jumpy. Could have at least asked how my day was. She's safe. Don't worry about it. So, did you finally come around? You know, the truth. Not about the kidnapping part, you moron. I mean the truth of the matter at hand, which is meant to be your fate. Your end. Still confused as ever. You're really an idiot. It's a miracle you're still alive. Look, I told you once, and I'll tell you 1,000 times. Nothing we do here matters. Nothing we're going to do, or even want to do, matters. Why? Because we're worthless. We're not worth anyone's time, love, or attention. We have no value to them. We never did. Not true, huh? Still so stubborn. Let's get real. We both know that they do not care. They're just acting like they do. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And that? We're supposed to have self-love and self-worth. The other you swat at the cup of tea. But how? How in the hell are we supposed to love ourselves when we have such awful and negative qualities? How the hell are we supposed to have self-worth if we can't even brew a single cup of tea correctly? It doesn't make sense. How are we supposed to be okay, happy, and filled with self-love and worth if there's nothing to show for it? No. Keep your damn mouth shut. You know I'm right. After all, you spent many nights crying into your pillow, gluing yourself into the bed, skipping meals, and not making any sort of contact with your friends, family, or loved ones. Why? Because you didn't want to be a bother. You were always a party pooper. They're all enjoying themselves in life, while you just drown yourself in misery. We can only vent about our problems for so long before it reaches a point where they're begging us to shut up, because all we do is kill the mood. I know it'll only be a matter of time. And so should you. I really meant it when I said I tried to help. I tried to help us in this. They walk over and open a door.
See?
A chair is visible inside the room, hanging right above it was the loop.
Stupid chair!
They aggressively knock the chair over, causing it to shatter to pieces.
Should have done the job right the first time.
Well, if it did its job right the first time, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You know, it's not too late. We can still put an end to this. And finish what we started.
The other youth proceeds to motion you into the room, hoping you will welcome the loop with open arms.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What do you mean, no?
Seriously? Give me one reason. Why are you still in denial?
Oh, of course, it's because of Melina!
This is what it's about, right?
You idiot. Have we not been over this already?
Do you really want to go through that heartbreak again?
No, it won't be any different.
And if I refuse to comply?
You ain't already chase at them. You swing, but you're instantly hit in the gut. Your other self grabs you by the neck.
I must ask, why bother?
You instantly slam into the kitchen counter, then slug you into a wall. You crash onto the ground due to the pain you were struggling to get on your hands and knees.
Is this really what you want?
They kick a door down, revealing a room with Melina, bound and gagged to a chair.
Is it?
You weakly look up at her face. She was scared. Scared of. A moment later, your eyes widen.
And that's when you realize.
Melina. Melina Evermore. You repeated the name. It was all coming back to you. She was my ex. The one who left me. This apartment, this is where the argument happened. This is where she left me because I couldn't tell her.
You hanged your head in shame. Now I understand, but that means
you were cut off as you suddenly felt something wrapping around your neck. It was the other you attempting to strangle you with the rope.
You know what? I changed my mind. If you want something done right, then you need to do it yourself.
Why shouldn't I kill you?
Oh, the classic if I die, then you die plot device.
What if I were to tell you? This is what I'm counting on. If you die right here and now, that means that I have accomplished my mission, and my existence will no longer be required. We'll be freed from this thoughtless, twisted world! Don't you see? I exist to be in your end. And I'll do everything in my power to see it as such.
You can feel their grip tightening, clogging your airways and more.
You didn't know what to do, but you knew that you couldn't let it end here, not like this. You staggeringly got up and used all your strength. You pushed you and your other self into the wall. You repeatedly jabbed them both in the gut with your elbow until they finally let go. You both dropped, coughed and gagged as the oxygen was rushing itself back into your lungs.
Damn it! Why do you have to make this so hard?
Huh? What do you mean you know who I am? Then tell me, who do you say I am?
An inner demon, you retorted. My inner demon. One that I allowed to control for far too long.
Controlled you? I see, but I had my reasons for controlling you. It was for your own good.
You need your own protection. I was there before you fell in love with your ex. I was there during the time with your ex. And here I am after you to cut things off. And guess what I was doing all this time? I was trying my best to give you clear-cut signs that she wasn't meant for us. We weren't meant for her time. We weren't meant for anyone's time. But at the end of the day, it's all a game. A game on who gets the most pity points. Because it's all her fault, you moron! She left us! She left because of me? Does that even matter? At the end of the day, it's all the same. Everyone and everything else is the same. No one cares about us. Not our friends, not our family, not our loved ones. Don't you get it? No one cares, so why? Why can't you just finish this trap for me? It would save us both from this torment. Is this not what you want? You tell your inner demon no. And if anything, they took nearly everything from you. You allow this parasite to consume you for far too long. It has blinded you. But now you could finally see. A sudden bright light appears, illuminating from you. Your inner demon screams as they writhe and thrash in absolute pain. Stop! Stop! What the hell are you doing? No. No, you can't. You'll be nothing without me. No. No. You needed me. Not anymore, you spoke quietly. The inner demon continues to cry out in agony as the bright light continues to fill the apartment, eventually engulfing everything. Then, there was silence. Then, the sound of a heart monitor.